speaking to Steve Dixon about the first round of the Maxis. Steve, tell me, you're doing the first round of the Maxis, but you're not doing some of the other rounds. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, we're just doing the first round with Mel. We have one rider, Ryan Houghton, who will do the whole series. He's doing the European Championship for our Monster Energy Yamaha team. So, you know, he's like our... We have two youngsters doing the EMX European Championship. That's Ryan Houghton and Magna Klinsmann, who finished second in the EMX 125 from Norway last year. So, yeah, doing the program completely with Ryan, but with Mel just one round, because obviously with 18 rounds in the GPs, we have to focus on that. As we've seen with the, you know, with Dean's results at the first round, you know, he didn't do any pre-season internationals. It was our decision to bring him straight to Qatar, and you know, it paid off. So I think we have to take a bit more of the you know, American ethos, as where they finish in outdoors and then they start at Anaheim, and that's the first time they get back on a gate. You know, it's the riders are professional, they don't forget. And I think to do the Maxis now is just too time consuming in you know, for everyone, for the riders and mechanics. You know, important part of racing is resting, and I think you just got to, you know, do either one or the other. And you know, it happens with British Superbikes. You know, British Superbike stand alone on its own series, you know, whilst World Superbike carries on. And you know, that's a very good series, you know, probably one of the best domestic championships in the world. So
tell me, what would you be hoping for then in the Maxis for the complete series? I mean, are you hoping, can your guy be competitive?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's been training really hard over the winter. He's been training a lot with John Vandenberg, and you know, we'll provide him, you know, with a really good bike for the British Championships. You know, ready for you know, our main goal for him is for him and Magna is the European Championship. I mean, it's difficult now to sort of do the domestic and the European and World Championships. I think the World Championships has gone to such an elevated level now with 18 rounds and four flyaways that it's what you need to concentrate on. And you know, for the Maxis, you know, for Mel, it's a chance to sort of have a race in the British, and then ready for Volkentwar. I mean, if Mel had his own way, you know, he would like to race the whole series. You know, he would love to be British champion. I mean, but you know, he's paid to do a job at the World Championship, and you know, that's what he must concentrate on.
Is there any way that it could change? Let's say that Mel is doing better than expected in the World Championship and still wants to pursue the British, or is that pretty much 100% settled?
I mean, I just don't think it's fair on you know, on the team itself. It's structured ready for their GPs. If he did the British, it would be like, you know, it would go Qatar, you know, then it would go Thailand, then it would go to Fat Cats, then Canada Heights, then Volkenswaard, then Ling, and then, you know, then we're off to sort of Brazil, and then back after Mexico to Milton Mauser. It doesn't stop. So, you know, we need to be able to compete with the other guys in the World Championship. So we need to be able to test, you know, and progress with the bike, you know, throughout the season to keep on top of our game.
So as far as the first round, are you looking forward to at least doing that round and making a bit of a nice thing of it because it's your only one?
Not really. I mean, we're going pretty low key. It's it was just Mel's wish. You know, I think we've done enough in the British Championship. You know, both me personally and the team over multiple years, we've won it a lot of times. You know, it's a fantastic series for all the you know, for all the guys in Britain and for guys coming to it, like you know, Barragan and people like Leoc and people like that. But you know, at the moment our focus is the World Championship, because our budget comes from Yamaha Europe and Monster, and their priorities is World Championship. Having said that, you know, in a year's time or whenever, if sponsors change and we have a, you know, a very sort of English-based sponsor that wants us to do the British Championship, you know, then we would do it. You know, it's what we're swayed to. You know, the Yamaha Europe see it as more opportunity to get injured. You know, racing with different caliber riders. You know, obviously some riders are not, you know, not so quick as the front runners, and you know, you come round to lap them and stuff like that, and you don't know where they're going, and could get injured. But you know, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure the sort of British Championship will sort of carry on pushing. Hopefully, hopefully they'll, you know, push more on the media, get more fans there, and you know, ultimately, it will, you know, increase, you know, the profile of the British Championship, because I say it's attracting, you know, there's teams like STR who, you know, are sponsored by KTM UK and obviously Roger McGee, and they have to do the domestic series. So for those guys, it's tough. But it's good for the fans, you know, it's good for the fans that they've got, you know, people from abroad sort of competing. And, yeah, we'll just, I'm sure we'll be back again.